friend of mine, and we can only do this at 6:15, works at London Weekend Television. He's probably up listening there. Phil comes in occasionally. And he had to, he was working at, his job is kind of catch-all job he has at, on the studios there. And when Beryl Reid was ailing in the loft, they're still working, but she, you know, was in a chair, and she had to be helped onto the set. Anyway, there's one scene, she had to be in a bed, and he literally had to lift her onto the bed. She said, "No, could you bring, put me up onto there? I can't reach." And, you know, whether she wanted a young man to manhandle, I don't know, but she said, "I can't do the steps." So he lifted her out of the chair and walked towards the bed, and she looked him square in the eye and broke wind. She looked him, defied him, you know, and he went, "Okay, Miss Reid," and she kept looking at him all the way across. "Have a problem with that, do you, young man?" That kind of thing in her eye.
Believe that.
Yeah, I know.
Old cow.
Story once, she had a little cottage that faced onto the Thames, and people sometimes would get a boat to visit her and moor up at the end of her garden on the door and say hello, we'd come for tea. And she saw this boat coming and she felt a bit depressed that day. She didn't want to see anyone at all. Yeah. And she thought, "Oh God, what am I going to do? How can I put them off?" So she fluttered down to the quayside. She said, "I would invite you in, darlings, but I'm afraid I'm in bed with something I don't know terribly well."
Oh, no, whatever the results were, it's the Beryl wins.